This is peak moving season for military families. It's called permanent change of station, or PCS, and it happens every 2 to 3 years between May and August, and it mostly affects military families. They pack their belongings, get copies of important records, say their goodbyes, and head out to start over in a new community. It probably goes without saying this can be a very stressful time. In our series Off the Base, WSS Bobby O'Brien introduces you to an experienced military spouse who says there are some good ways to make that military move less stressful for the whole family.
Maggie Hahn is a retired Marine Corps spouse who moved kids, household goods, and several pets 6 different times during her husband's military career and 9 deployments. And she kept a journal through it all, jotting down ideas to make each transition a little bit smoother.
How to get the kids involved, how to be more proactive when you hear the first time that you're going to be having a permanent change of station or PCS. When are you expecting your orders? How not to drag your feet on planning? Things that I have found myself falling into a couple of little traps every now and again.
Her first tip, act immediately.
You immediately want to start putting money aside into what I call a PCS fund. And many of our service members already have this fund set aside. But if not, it's something that you want to keep out there for those things that might happen along the way.
That extra money can cover travel mishaps or rent and utility deposits at your new location. Hahn also advises military families to compare their current cost of living rate with the rate of their new base. It will be different and affect their bottom line. And she says take advantage of the military's permissive temporary duty, which is leave to go house hunting at your new station.
Gives you boots on the ground, eyes in the field, if you will. At the time when we were moving and moving rapidly, I was looking for the little tykes play sets. I was looking for the big wheels, the bicycles, the parks. Did I feel comfortable in that neighborhood? Did I feel safe knowing that my loved one was going to be gone a lot of the time on deployment?
Hahn works as an advocate with USAA, an insurance, banking, and real estate company that caters to military and veterans. So it's not surprising that she recommends making sure you have renters or homeowners insurance that covers moving household goods and storage.
Sometimes there's a misnomer that if I live on base, the base is protecting my personal belongings, which is absolutely not the case.
She says her company's website offers a free PCS guide, and USAA members can connect via social media for immediate feedback about their new duty station.
Perhaps I'm going to be stationed at MacDill Air Force Base. You could go out there and ask questions. What should I expect? What am I looking for? What are the best communities? And because we do have all of our members that are going in there and communicating, you can get instantaneous answers about do's and don'ts or from different members' perspectives.
She has other practical tips that can apply to anyone making a move, like carrying your important documents with you in a fireproof box, school and medical records, IDs and passports. And she has some more personal tips to make moving easier on families.
For the move with young children, I always had a no-pack zone. I wanted my kids to be involved in the move, so I had them put things that they didn't want to move in the truck in a centralized location in the house so they could watch and really feel like they were participating in things. But they had the things that were so special right there that we could put right in the car to hit the road.
And as some parents have experienced, there's nothing worse than having a favorite stuffed toy packed away on a moving truck as a child is trying to adjust to a new home, except maybe an adult trying to hook up electronics without a guide.
I know moving into a couple of our new rentals along the years, I had no idea how to hook up all of the different cords on a sound system. And my husband was temporary duty in another location when I was unpacking the household goods. Those are things that if I would have had a picture, would have saved a lot of time for me.
Hahn's final tip is to take photographs of everything before you start packing for yet another move. It's a kind of memory that helps life as a military family go just a little bit smoother. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.